Some of the elderly people that live in the United States today often are very lonely.
可是刚才唱诗班所唱的诗歌告诉我们，耶稣应许我们说，他与我们同在，所以我们永远都不会孤单。
But the hymn that we just heard from the choir this morning promises us that Jesus is with us. No, we're never alone, so we don't need to be lonely.
所以什么时候你感觉到孤单的时候，你想到你是个基督徒，神与你同在，你并不孤单。
So whenever you feel kind of lonely and alone, just remember that you are a Christian, that God is with you, and you shall never walk alone.
这是很好的诗歌。
This is a very, very nice hymn.
我们进来在主日崇拜的时候思想希伯来书。
We shall be looking at the book of Hebrews in the next few weeks.
我已经跟大家讲过两个题目，一个讲到无比的基督。
I've already shared two topics from Hebrews with you. One talks about no greater God, and the other
somebody is bigger than you and I.
Someone who is greater than you and I.
今天我要再根据希伯来书讲第三个题目。I'd
like to share the third theme from you from Hebrews.
请看希伯来书第二章一节到三节。Please
turn to the second chapter, verses 1-3.
希伯来书第二章第一节
Hebrews 2:1-3
所以我们当越发珍重所听见的道理恐怕我们随流失去那借着天使所传的话既是确定的凡干犯悖逆的都受了该受的报应
For this reason, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. For if the words spoken through angels prove steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receive a just recompense, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Let us pray.
亲爱的天父,
Our Father in Heaven,
感谢你今天我们又能够来做礼拜,
we thank you that this morning you allow us once again to worship you.
感谢你赐给我们雨水，也赐给我们阳光,
we thank you that you give us rain and you give us the sunshine.
感谢你不但创造我们的身体，也给我们永远长存的灵魂,
we thank you that not only do you sustain us physically, but you have given us everlasting life.
作为神的儿女,
we are so blessed to be sons and daughters of you.
你不但是救我们的灵魂,
not only do you deliver our souls, but you watch over us daily.
最近因为天气的缘故, 有好些的弟兄姐妹, 身体软弱, 求你特别地看顾他们, 医治他们。
Due to the weather, many brothers and sisters among us are suffering physical weakness. We pray that you would watch over them.
你赦免我们的一切罪孽，医治我们的一切疾病，感谢赞美你。
You forgive all our sins and you heal all our illnesses that we thank you.
今天早晨这段查考圣经的时间是多么宝贵。
It is such a precious time this morning as we study your word.
求你差遣圣灵进到每一个人心中做工。
We pray that you would empower each one of us in our hearts by the Holy Spirit that it may work.
让我们能够从你的话语中有所得着。
That we may receive great blessings from your word.
让我们得着这伟大的救恩,
so that we may understand and appreciate so great a salvation.
奉主耶稣的名,
we pray this in your son's name.
Amen.
Amen.
希伯来书第二章第三节讲到救恩的时候用三个字来形容它这么大的救恩。
In the second chapter of Hebrews, verse 3, as it speaks of the salvation, it uses few words to describe it. It says, so great a salvation.
我再来念这个第三节的前面两句。
I'd like to reread verse 3.
请大家特别注意。
Please pay close attention.
我们若是忽略了这么大的救恩，怎能逃罪呢？
If we neglect so great a salvation, how shall we escape?
为什么用这么大这几个字来形容这个救恩呢？
Why did the writer use so great, those two words, to describe our salvation?
至少有四方面的意思。
There are at least four aspects.
第一
，first，
讲到这个救恩曾经付过很大的代价。
The first reason is that this salvation has with it a great price that was paid.
我们信耶稣的人得救，不要忘记耶稣为救恩付上的代价。
For those of us who have received this salvation, do not forget the price that Jesus paid for this salvation.
主耶稣他流血舍命，他付的代价很大。
The price that Jesus had to give was the shedding of his blood and the death of his body.
第二，这个救恩，我们说是这么大的救恩，因为它的功效很大。
Secondly, we say is a great salvation because the works of the salvation is great, the results.
无论什么人，你只要肯悔改归向神，你的罪都能够得到赦免。
No matter who you are, if you were to receive this salvation, all your sins will be wiped out.
神不但是赦免我们的罪，完全赦免，而且神让我们成为神的儿女，把我们的地位提得很高，这个功效很大。
Not only has God forgiven us all our sins, but he has adopted us as sons and daughters and elevated our position to very, very high status.
第三，
Thirdly,
这个救恩的范围很大。
The area that this great salvation covers is very great.
因为实际上，无论你是哪一个国家的人，无论你是哪一个种族的人，无论你是谁，黑人、白人、红人啊、黄人，无论你是什么种族的人，你只要信耶稣，都可以得着这个救恩。
No matter who you are in the world, what color you are, what nationality, black, white, red, yellow, if you were to believe in Christ, then this great salvation will cover your sins.
第四个意思也是很重要的。
The fourth meaning is also very important.
假如一个人不接受这个救恩，他所受的痛苦也很大。
If a person does not accept the salvation, the suffering, the consequences that he will endure is also very great.
现在神吩咐我们到世界各地去传福音，每一个人有机会听，你可以做一个选择。假如你拒绝了，将来你要受到何等大的痛苦。
God has commanded us to spread the gospel and to witness to all the people. And when a person hears, he has a choice to receive or reject. And if he rejects, then the suffering and the consequences he will endure is very great in the future.
什么样的罪是最大的罪？
What is,
不信神就是最大的罪。
The greatest sin is a sin of unbelief.
我们中国人最注意这个不要忘本啊，树高千尺啊，叶落归根。饮水思源，常常要想到我们的根本，神就是我们的根本。若是一个人忘记了神，他是最大的罪。
In Chinese, we pay a lot of attention to ancestry, and we say, "Never forget your roots." Just like a tree, as it grows tall, soaks up the sunshine, it cannot forget the roots that absorbs the water. And so, likewise for a Christian, if we forget God, then we are forgetting our roots.
一个不信神的人，圣经上说，神的怒气在他的身上。
If a person does not believe in God, then God's anger is upon him.
他今生活着没有指望，将来死后还要面临神的审判。
Not only is there no hope while he lives, but when he dies, he shall suffer God's condemnation eternally.
第三次，我再请大家注意看这个第三节。
I'd like to, for the third time, ask you to look at the verse.
请你看你的圣经。
Please look at your Bible.
二章三节。
Chapter 2, verse 3.
我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
If we neglect so great a salvation, how shall we escape?
请大家注意在这里所用的一个字，忽略。
Please pay a close attention to the word neglect.
这里并不是讲到一个人极烈的反对基督教。
This does not talk about any kind of active rebellion.
这里也不是讲到有一个人很热心的迫害基督徒。
This is not talking about fervent persecution of Christians.
这只是讲到一个人，他听见福音以后，他的态度好像很轻视，他不重看。
This is talking about the attitude that a person has which takes the gospel and the salvation very lightly.
请大家注意在这里所讲的这个话，一个人听见福音以后，他假如说是忽略他，这个人就难逃神的审判。
Please pay a close attention. If a person hears the gospel but neglects it or disregards it, then this person shall not escape God's judgment.
许多人常常说，哎呀，我现在太忙了，我没有时间。
Many people say, oh, I'm too busy now, I don't really have the time.
他把这个信仰最重要的问题一再的拖延拖延拖延。
And he keeps procrastinating this most important spiritual decision in his life.
圣经上的话告诉我们这样的一个人他是一个很危险的人。
The Bible tells us that such a person is in great danger.
我们在座有很多人我已经为你们祷告了三年我一直盼望你们做一个决志相信耶稣可是一再都在拖延我真是为你们担心
There are some of you among you that I've been praying for 3 years just praying that you would come to the point where you will make a decision and I really really have a lot of concern for you if you have not
我盼望你们尽早的考虑这个重要的问题假如耶稣是骗人的事情圣经上的话是不可相信的你不要再来礼拜堂假如你继续的来礼拜堂你继续的听圣经你一定要下定一个决心我相信我接受我得到这个救恩千万不要忽略这么大的救恩免得你被神定罪
I really encourage all of you to expediently make a decision in your life if what the Bible says is not true and if the gospel is false then I would encourage you not to come to church again but if it is true then you need to make a decision in your life so as to escape the great judgment of God
今天我们思想这个题目这么大的救恩真是神的恩典奇妙
Today we like to consider the topic so great a salvation which is the wonderful grace of God
拉合他得救就是这一节圣经的一个最好的例子
The best example of receiving this great salvation is the person of Rahab
拉合是一个怎样的人呢他是一个最可耻的人
What kind of person was Rahab? She was a very pitiful person.
她是一个最堕落的人。
She was very shameful.
她是一个最不配得救的人。
She was the most undeserving person.
可是神还是救了她。
But yet God delivered her.
到底拉合是谁？今天早上我们要思想。
Who is this Rahab?
请看约书亚记第二章。
Please turn to Joshua chapter 2.
约书亚记在圣经前面。请各位看约书亚记第二章第一节。
Joshua is toward the front of the Bible, chapter 2.
约书亚记第二章第一节。
Joshua chapter 2, verse 1.
当下，嫩的儿子约书亚从石亭暗暗打发两个人做探子，吩咐说：你们去窥探那地和耶利哥。于是二人去了，来到一个妓女名叫拉合的家里就在那里躺卧请大家注意这一节圣经里面提到拉合她是一个妓女
Verse 1 Then Joshua the son of Nun sent two men as spies secretly from Shittim saying Go view the land especially Jericho So they went and came to the house of a harlot whose name was Rahab and lodged there Please pay special attention to the fact that Rahab was a harlot
妓女是被人轻看的
A harlot is a highly despised person
妓女是被一般的道德标准所定罪的
A harlot is really socially condemned
在圣经的第一卷书创世纪里面就提到妓女
In even the first book of the Bible in Genesis harlotry entered
这证明什么就是人类开始了不久以后就已经有了淫乱的罪而且有了妓女这个淫乱的罪很普遍
This proves that even from the beginning of the world that there was sins of adultery and in fact harlotry was a fairly common practice
今天在世界上很多的地方都有这些事情
There are many places in the world today that have such a situation
可是圣洁的神他不喜欢人这样
But the holy God is displeased with such a thing
在摩西的五经里面有这样的话说以色列的女子中不可以有妓女以色列的男子中不可以有卵童卵童是什么就是男人中的那些好像妓女一样的人
In the laws of Moses it says Among the sons and daughters of Israel there shall not be any harlots
妓女就是今天这个社会的一个毒瘤神要把它割掉
The harlotry that exists today is a poison that God wishes to wipe out
在箴言里面
In the book of Proverbs
提到一个妓女好像一个很深的坑人掉下去很难爬出来
It talks about to have a relationship with a harlot is like being trapped in a deep pit You cannot get out.
在箴言里面提到妓女能够使人只剩下一块饼。
It says in the book of Proverbs that harlot is able to basically destroy your life so that you have nothing left.
Only one piece of bread.
Only one piece of one loaf of bread left.
意思就是说，妓女能够使人经济破产。
What that says is that harlots are able to financially destroy you.
能够使人道德破产。
It will morally destroy you.
也能够使人灵性破产，伦理破产。
And it will also ethically and spiritually destroy you.
不晓得有好多人受到这种间的害处。
Don't really know how many people have suffered such a consequence.
圣经里面所记载的参孙就是一个例子。Samson.
Samson was such an example in the Bible.
神不喜欢人掉在这样的陷阱里面，所以在十条诫命里面特别提到不可奸淫。
God does not wish for anyone to fall in such a pit, so in the Ten Commandments, he says that thou shalt not commit adultery.
可是在圣经约书亚记第二章里面在这里提到有一个人，他是妓女。
But here in the second chapter of Joshua, the book records that there was a harlot.
她的名字是拉合。
Her name was Rahab.
她的职业是什么？她的职业就是引诱人犯淫乱的罪。
What is her occupation, profession? Her profession was to tempt other people into sin.
在神面前，她真是一个罪大恶极的人。
She certainly was a great sinner in the eyes of God.
她住在什么地方呢？她住在迦南地的耶利哥城。
Where did she live? She lived in the city of Jericho in the land of Canaan.
那个时候神的选民以色列人要攻打迦南地。
The command for the Israelites that day from God were to destroy the land of Canaan.
摩西派领派了以色列人中间一些人做这个探子 spy， 他们进到这个耶利哥城里面去打听里面的情形。
Moses has sent 12 spies to Jericho to investigate the situation.
有两个人就进到拉合的家里。
And two people went into the home of Rahab.
这个拉合，他听说以色列人要来攻打他们的时候，他心里非常的害怕。
Rahab had heard that the Israelites were to invade Jericho, and she was afraid.
他听说神怎么样带领以色列人从埃及出来，过红海，经过旷野，现在又过了约旦河，要来他们这个地方了。
She had heard how God of Israel had led them out of Egypt.Dried up Red Sea and crossed the River Jordan, and now they are here to invade Canaan.
当他在学习这个以色列人的历史的时候，他不能不承认，一定有一位神在暗中帮助他们。
And as she studies the history of the Israel nation, she could not deny the fact that there was a God that was with this people.
那个时候，世界上的人充满了罪恶。
At that time, sin was very prevalent in the world.
只有以色列人是敬畏神的。
There was only one nation, Israel.
神拣选以色列人，好像用他们做一个鞭子来抽打那些犯罪的人。
God chose Israel almost to act as a whip to punish the people of the nation of the world.
现在神的审判马上就要临到耶利哥城。
And now the judgment of God is about to arrive in Jericho.
拉合知道他是一个有罪的人，他一定要受到神的审判。
And Rahab knew that she was a sinner and that she was about to receive the judgment of God.
所以她有一个悔改的心。
So she repented.
她有一个投靠神的心。
She had a faith and trust in God.
你看她对那两个人所说的话就证明这件事情。
And this was proven by the words which she spoke to these two spies.
先看第八节。
Verse
8. 二人还没有躺卧，女人就上房顶到他们那里，对他们说，我知道耶和华已经把这地赐给你们。
Now before they lay down, she came up to them on the roof and said to the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land.
她怎么会说我知道？
How can she say that she knew?
她相信神是有大能力的神。
She believed that the God of Israel was a mighty God.
无论这个耶利哥城多么城墙多么厚，有多少人防守，神若是要击打他们，他们一定会被攻破的。他知道。
No matter how strong the fortress was around the wall of Jericho, she knew that the God of Israel will lead the Israelites to attack.
我们再看第十一节。
Verse 11.
我们一听见这些事，心就消化了，因你们的缘故，并无一人有胆气。注意下面，耶和华你们的神本是上天下地的神，
And when we heard it, our hearts melted, and no courage remained in any man any longer because of you. And pay close attention. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and on earth beneath.
拉合他相信，以色列人所相信的这一位神是创造天地万有的神。
Rahab believed that the God of Israel was the God that created the heaven and the earth.
今天我们所相信的神就是拉合当年所相信的神。
The God that we believe in today is the same God that Rahab believed in.
那个城里面的人后来发现有两个探子来，所以他们就派人来抓这两个人。
The people in the city then discovered that there were two spies from Joshua, and they sent men to capture them.
拉合就把这两个人藏起来。
And Rahab hid the men.
因为拉合当时他警觉到自己的处境非常危险，假如他今天不救这两个人，将来他一定也不能得救。
The reason was that Rahab knew that her own life was in danger, and that if she did not save these two men, then her life will also be destroyed.
拉合他的住家是在这个城墙的上面，他的房子就在城墙上面。
Where Rahab lived, her house was right over the wall of Jericho.
所以他趁人不注意的时候，用篮子把这两个人放下去，把他们放走。
So when no one was paying attention, she put the two men in a basket and lowered the basket over the wall and allowed them to escape.
他的意思是说，两个人啊，今天我救了你们，希望将来你们来攻打我们这个城的时候，你们也要救我。
Her intention was that she pleaded with the men, saying, I will save you today, but when the Israelites, when your people come to attack the city, deliver my household.
拉合的故事告诉我们，当一个人知道神的审判渐渐临近的时候，他要预备自己迎接那个审判。
The story of Rahab tells us that as a person realizes the judgment of God is near, that this person should prepare herself or himself for this judgment.
拉合他对神的事情有信心。
Rahab believed in the things of God.
我们在这个礼拜堂的讲台上好多次讲到耶稣要再来，耶稣要审判世界上的人。我们听见了，像拉合当年听见了一样，我们相信不相信？
Many times from this very pulpit, you hear the words about the second coming of Christ and how Christ should come to judge the whole world. And just as Rahab heard, do we believe and do we take heed?
你说我相信。
You say, I believe.
怎么能够证明你相信？
How do you prove that you believe?
我们说拉合相信，他所做的事情证明他相信。
We said that Rahab believed because the things that she acted upon proved that she believed.
我们说我们相信，请你把你所做的事情提出一个证明，证明你是真的相信。
If we say that we believe, please act it out in our actions to prove that we do believe Jesus is coming again.
当拉合想到他需要得救的时候，他也很自然地想到他身边那些亲爱的人。
And as Rahab considers how she needs to be saved and delivered, the first thing that came to her mind was also her household.
她最先想到的就是她家里的人。
She thought of her own family.
请看十二节。
Verse 12.
现在我既是恩待你们，求你们指着耶和华向我起誓，也要恩待我父家，并给我一个实在的证据，要救活我的父母、弟兄、姐妹和一切属他们的，拯救我们性命不死。
Verse 12. Now therefore please swear to me by the Lord, since I have dealt kindly with you, that you shall also deal kindly with my father's household, and give me a pledge of truth, and spare my father and my mother and my brothers and my sisters with all who belong to them, and deliver our lives from death.
不但救我一个人，救我全家的人。
Not only save me, myself, but also save my entire family.
你吃到些好吃的东西都想要给你家里的人都吃一口，对不对？
When we have something good to eat, we want to share it with our family.
你去过一个很好玩的地方，你希望放假的时候带领全家的人都去，是不是？
When you go on a vacation for fun, you desire that the whole family go with you.
你每个礼拜天一个人到礼拜堂里来，你觉得很好，有没有想到带领全家的人都来？
But when you come here on Sundays, you feel you are enjoying the service, but have you thought of bringing your family here?
神很关心我们，神很关心我们全家的人。
God is concerned with us, and God is concerned with our families.
神对挪亚说，你和你的妻子、儿子、儿媳妇，全家的人都 都要进到那个方舟里去。
God told Noah, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives shall all enter the ark.
神对亚伯拉罕说，我和你和你的子子孙孙要坚定我的约。
And God told Abraham that I will make a covenant with you and your descendants through all the generations.
神对大卫说，你的家必定在我面前永远的建立。
And God told David that your house shall be established before me forever.
圣经中最宝贵的应许之一就是说，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
The most precious thing and the most pleasing thing to God is that while you are saved, you and your family also will enter salvation.
拉合是一个多么别不好的人，可是他还会想到爱他家里的人。
Rahab was really a despicable person, but yet she had the love of for her family.
我们爱不爱我们家里的人？
Do we love our family?
圣经上讲到一人挪亚全家都得救，圣经上也讲到妓女拉合也是全家都得救。
The Bible talks about the righteous person, Noah, and his entire family was saved. But the Bible also talks about the harlot, Rahab, and the fact that her whole household was also saved.
我真是盼望我们能够全家都信主，都得救。
I really hope that each one of our household, the entire family, will be saved.
当时拉合跟这两个探子约定了一件事。
So Rahab made a promise, a pledge with these two men.
将来你们来攻打这个耶利哥城的时候，我要在我的房间里，就是在墙，在这个城墙上的房子那个窗户口那里做一个记号。你们看见那个记号，就不要杀这个房子里头的人。
Rahab said, "When your men come to destroy the city, I will leave a signal on my window, and when you see this sign." You shall pass over my house and not destroy it.
我们来看看这个记号是什么。
Let's see what the signal was.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
我们来到这地的时候，你要把这一条朱红线绳系在坠我们下去的窗户上，并要使你的父母、弟兄和你父的全家都聚集在你的家中。
When we come into the land, you tie this cord of scarlet thread.In the window through which you let us down, and gather to yourself into the house your father and your mother and your brothers and all your father's household.
当以色列人攻打耶利哥城的时候，拉合全家的人都聚集在房子里面。
When the Israelites attacked the city, Rahab's entire family household was in this house.
他们在窗户外面挂了一条红颜色的绳子。
And outside, out of her window, she was hanging a scarlet or a red thread.
这是一个很明显的颜色，大家一看就看见。
This was a very bright color, and everyone could see the scarlet throat.
这是他们所约定的一个记号。
And this is the sign that they had.
当以色列人要攻打那个城的时候，围绕那个城在走的时候，他们很容易就看见了哪一家是拉合的家。
And because her house was over the wall, when the Israelites encircled the city, it was very obvious.That this was the house that had the scarlet.
当他们攻破了这座城的时候，其他的人都被杀了，只有这一座房间里面的人，这个房子里面的人都得救了。
And when they came through the gates into the city to destroy the city, everyone was killed and destroyed except for this house.
大家注意，在这里，这一条红绳子跟这个拉合全家的人得救有很密切的关系。
Now, I'd like to have you pay special attention to the scarlet thread because that is very intimately related to the salvation of the household.
这是一条红颜色的绳子。我再说，红颜色的绳子。
It was a scarlet-colored or a red-colored rope.
我们今天等一会儿要吃圣餐。
We will be observing the communion, Holy Communion today.
我们要喝那个葡萄汁。
We'll be drinking the grape juice.
葡萄汁是什么颜色？
What is the color of this grape juice?
红颜色。
It's red.
这个圣经里面常常讲到这种红的颜色。
Many passages in the Bible mentions red, the color scarlet.
红的颜色是让我们很敏感的就想到耶稣在十字架上所流的鲜血。
This color scarlet is a very obvious and a constant reminder of the blood that was shed on the cross.
拉合他是在耶稣还没有来到世界以前的一个人，他不知道耶稣的事情，可是神已经在这里暗示他将来的救主要流血 红的颜色带给我们救恩。
Rahab existed before the time of Christ, so she had no idea that Christ would shed his blood on the cross, and yet God reveals a mystery to her, and she knew that this scarlet rope would deliver her like the blood of Christ.
研究圣经的人，你会发现，这本圣经从头到尾，好像有一条红颜色的绳子把它穿在那儿。
And it, for the biblical scholars or those who study the Bible, yet as you read through the Bible, it's almost as if there's a red thread that links each.
亚当夏娃犯罪以后，神给他穿一件皮的衣服，那个皮的衣服就是讲到有一个动物被杀了，流血。
After Adam and Eve had sinned, God clothed them with animal skin, and the animal skin represents the fact that an animal was killed and sacrificed in order to provide them the skin.
当亚伯拉罕要献以撒的时候，神让一条公羊代替那个以撒。那个公羊被杀献祭的时候，有红的颜色献出来，
流血。When Abraham was about to sacrifice Isaac, and God provided for him a lamb in its place.The lamb was killed, and there was blood, scarlet blood.
当以色列人出埃及的时候，千千万万逾越节的羊羔被杀了，又是红的颜色，血的颜色流出来。
And as the Israelites observed their sacrifices, there were many, many lambs that were sacrificed. There was blood, scarlet blood.
在这许多的事情中，最重要的一件，就是我们的救主耶稣基督，在十字架上所流出来的鲜血。
And of all these events, the greatest event is the fact that Jesus shed his scarlet blood on the cross.
在这里告诉我们一件很重要的事情，也是希伯来书里所提到的。若不流血，罪恶就不能得到赦免。
And there's a very, very important message here, as it was mentioned in Hebrews. It says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins.
拉合，这么坏的一个人，他因为知道神的审判来了。他彻底的悔改，耶稣的血洗净了他的罪。
Rahab, such an unrighteous person, because she believed in God, the blood of Christ also covered her and cleansed her and delivered her.
一个有罪的人，单单罪恶得到赦免，我们说是救恩。假如一个有罪的人，神不但是赦免了他，而且给他很高的地位，我们就说这是极大的救恩 ，so great salvation.
A person who is saved and has all the sins forgiven, we say this is a salvation. But a person that is saved and also been elevated to a high position of son and daughtership of God, this is such a great salvation, so great a salvation.
很多人没有读旧约圣经，所以你们不知道拉合的故事。
Many of you are not very familiar with the Old Testament, so you're not familiar with the story of Rahab.
可是假如你读过新约圣经的第一章，你也应当知道拉合的事。
But if you were to read even the first book of the New Testament, then you will know the story of Ahab.
大家知道吗？在新约圣经的第一章里面就提到拉合。
Did you know that Rahab is mentioned in the very first book of the New Testament?
我们看马太福音第一章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 1.
马太福音第一章第一节。
Matthew 1:1.
亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱，在这里提到耶稣基督的家谱。
The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. This is the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
神的儿子耶稣基督降世为人的时候，按照人的角度来看，他是亚伯拉罕的后代，是大卫的后代。
In the views of man, as God sent his son Jesus to be born as a human being, David and Abraham are actual human ancestors of Jesus.
我来读第二节。
Verse 2.
亚伯拉罕生以撒，以撒生雅各，雅各生犹大和他的弟兄犹大，从他玛士生法拉斯和谢拉，法拉斯生希伯伦，希伯伦生亚兰，亚兰生亚比拿达，亚比拿达生拿顺，拿顺生撒门。你注意第五节，撒门。从拉赫氏生波阿斯，这个拉赫的名字记在这儿。
We'll read the genealogy of Jesus starting verse 2. To Abraham was born Isaac, and to Isaac Jacob, and to Jacob Judah and his brothers. And to Judah were born Perez and Zerah and Tamar. And to Perez was born Hezron, and to Hezron Ram. And to Ram was born Amminadab, and to Amminadab Nashon, and to Nashon Salmon.In verse 5, pay close attention. And to Salmon was born Boaz by Rahab. And this is the same Rahab.
奇妙得很，在耶稣的家谱里面居然有拉合的名字。
This is such an amazing thing that in the genealogy of Jesus, you would find Rahab.
亚和是一个妓女，一点都不错。
It is true that Rahab was a harlot.
后来她真的信靠神以后，她改邪归正。
But after she believed in God, she repented and changed her ways.
她重新做人了。
She started a new life.
神怜悯她。
And God forgave her.
所以后来她有机会，神给她机会，她又结婚了，她有了一个温暖的家庭。
And afterwards, God gave her the opportunity to marry, and she had a warm family.
按照人来看，救主耶稣基督是拿合的后代。
So from a human perspective, Jesus was actually a descendant of Rahab.
这件事情告诉我们什么？神的救恩是很伟大的。
What does this tell us? This tells us that God's grace is so great.
神对那个真心悔改的人，他的恩典真是何等的宽大。
That God's grace and mercy is so abundant to those who repent.
拉合这个名字，我已经今天早上提了好多次。
I've already mentioned the name Rahab many, many times this morning.
拉合这个名字是什么意思？
What does the name Rahab mean?
我盼望今天在座的每一个人都了解，你将来都记得。
I hope that you would pay close attention and remember.
拉合这个名字的意思就是宽大。
Rahab, the literal meaning is wide.
神的救恩真是太奇妙，太宽大。
It talks about the width, how wide God's grace and God's love is.
圣经上讲到，在神的那里有一本册子，比耶稣基督的家谱更重要的一本册子，就是那个生命册。
The Bible talks about the fact that, that God keeps a book. The book is more important than the book of genealogy. That is the book of life.
什么人的名字记在上面？信耶稣的、得重生的名字记在上面。
And the names of those people who believe in Christ are born again are recorded in that book of life.
神把拉合的名字记在耶稣的家谱里面，神把你我的名字，若是我们真心的信耶稣，把我们记在生命册上。
God has entered the name of Rahab in the book of genealogy of Jesus, but God has entered your name and my name in the book of life.
今天早上我们思想神赐给我们这么大的救恩。
This morning we need to meditate and consider so great a salvation that God has given us.
神最伟大的地方就是他赦免了，他完全忘记。
The greatest act of God is the fact that he forgives and he forgets our sins.
他不再追问以前的事情。
He does not hold you accountable or account things in the past.
人办不到，神办得到。
It is impossible for human, for man, but it is possible for God.
很多的时候我们说以前那个人做过什么，以前那个人什么，神完全都不纪念。
Oftentimes we say, in the past this man did this and he did that in the past, but God never forgets, never remembers the past.
弟兄姐妹，我们也应当学习神这个样子。
Brothers and sisters, we need to learn from God in this aspect.
我们不能够随便定别人的罪，我们也不要过分地定自己的罪。
We cannot judge a person too easily, but neither can we judge ourselves and condemn ourselves.
若是我们真心地悔改了，你不要再让你以前所做的事情伤害你的良心。
If we have truly repented and turned away, do not be haunted by your past.
神有这么伟大的救恩，我们为什么还要在自己不原谅自己呢？
God has so great a salvation, how can we hold ourselves accountable for the past?
我再说，神最伟大的地方是他赦免了，他就忘记。
Let me reiterate, the greatest act that God can do is the fact that after he forgives, he forgets.
Forgive, then forget. 英文这两个字太好，中文我很难找到两个字这样。
I think in English, words forgive and forget very meaningful because the two are sort of parallel.
我盼望神帮助我们在座的每一个人，我们真心的悔改，相信耶稣。
I pray and hope that each one of you sitting here this morning will repent and turn away from your old ways.
圣经上说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事都过去，完全成为新的，像拉合一样。
The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away and new things have come, just like Rahab. God bless you.
Today is 1980年最后的一个主日。Today is the last Sunday of the year 1980. 刚才的诗歌提醒我们要趁着今年还没有过去以前数算神在一年中给我们的恩典。
We were reminded by the hymn sung a while ago to count the many blessings before the year is over.
不晓得你觉得今年神给你什么恩典？
I do not know what God has blessed you with this year.
但是记得我以前曾经跟大家说过，当我们计算恩典的时候，不要单单算物质方面的恩典，也要计算灵性方面的恩典。
I have told the congregation not only to count the material blessings, but also the spiritual blessings.
大家也记得我曾经跟大家说过，为着我们所明白的事情感谢神，为着我们所不明白的事情赞美神。
We not only should thank the things that we understand, but also praise the Lord for the things that we do not understand.
当我想到神在这一年的恩典的时候，
When I think of the many blessings that God has bestowed on us,
我要特别感谢神帮助我在今年把这个英文的新旧约圣经从头到尾能够读完一遍。
I ask God to help us to study the Bible in its entirety, New and Old Testament.
我以前只读过新约的英文圣经。
I've only studied the New Testament in English.
感谢神，今年我能够把旧约的圣经和新约的圣经都能够从头到尾翻一遍。
I thank God that I was able to study both the New and Old Testament in English this time.
我不晓得今年你在圣经的领会上进步了多少。
I don't know how much you have learned from the Bible this year.
我记得每年年中年初的时候，我都鼓励大家要立定一个计划，在新的一年里面天天查考圣经。不晓得今年你做得怎么样？
I have in the beginning and at the end of the year encouraged everyone to study the Bible, but I don't know how much you have accomplished this time.
我不但是为我自己感谢神，我也为很多弟兄姐妹感谢神。
I thank God for myself and I also thank God for all the brothers and sisters here.
当我看见弟兄姐妹灵性长进的时候，爱主服侍主的时候，我心里得到很大的安慰。
When I see that many brothers and sisters are improving in their spiritual manners by leaps and bounds, and also that you've loved and served God, I thank God for this.
刚才有姊妹在这里做见证，弟兄替她翻译。
Sister was presenting a testimony here a while ago, and our brother was interpreting for her.
不晓得你们有没有计算他们两个人一共用了几分钟。
I don't know if you have counted the amount of time that they have used.
他们用的是很短的几分钟。
They used a very limited time.
可是他们为了那个很短的几分钟用了多少的时间预备。
I don't know how much the time of preparation they had used for this presentation, for this testimony.
我手边有 Julie 的见证。
I have in my hands Julie's testimony.
两张纸。
It takes two pages.
花时间预备。
She spent time to prepare for this.
刚才翻译的弟兄，他昨天就是为了今天早晨这个几分钟的见证，从 USC 特别跑到 Redondo Beach， 跟 Julie 花了一个钟头的时间预备。
Our brother here came from USC to get together with Julie to prepare for this testimony.
你种得多，收得多。
The more you sow, the more you reap.
你下多少功夫，得多少收成。
The more labor you put in, the more harvest you reap.
同样是主日学的老师，有的功夫下得多，有的功夫下得少，那个结果不一样。
Just like Sunday school teachers, the more how much they sow would determine how much they would reap.
在圣诞晚会的时候，我非常的稀奇，那些那么小的小孩子，他们怎么能够背记那么多的歌词和台词？
I was wondering, during the Christmas service, how much those little children could memorize.
假如我记得不错，那些小朋友他们所记得的台词是七个还是八个 page， 七八页。
The lyrics covered 7 or 8 pages.
花了多少的时间？
They must have spent a lot of time.
我真是盼望弟兄姐妹，我们在服侍主的事情上用心用时间。
When we serve God, we use our mind and also our time.
我很感谢主，我们这个礼拜堂的建筑啊，也许有些人还没有注意，等会儿散会你们出去看一看，我们在外面的这个墙边上已经装了一个很大的十字架。
We have put a big cross on this side of the wall outside.
我们这里今天有这个架子啊，因为我们在前面要装一些灯。
We are going to put some lights on the ceiling up front here.
所以等到元月间我们晚上有培灵会的时候，台上不会那么黑。
When we have our special spiritual service in January, it will not be so dark up front here.
我这两天看见墙上的十字架，我特别高兴，因为来往的人走过的时候都会想到耶稣基督为我们钉十字架。
I rejoice for the pedestrians who would be seeing this cross and be reminded that Christ died on the cross.
我觉得神要我在这个地方服侍他，我最要紧的一个信息就是要传扬耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
My most important task ministering here is to spread the gospel that Christ died on the cross for us.
盼望神帮助我们弟兄姐妹向他的福音能够有热忱，能够有重心。
May we have the diligence in spreading his gospel.
上个礼拜天我在这里是向大家传讲耶稣降生的福音。
Last Sunday, we talked about Christ descending on earth.
今天我要继续讲我还没有讲完的内容。
We would continue the same tone today.
请大家看路加福音第二章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 2.
第十节，路加福音第二章第十节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 10.
有主的使者站在旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。大家注意第十节，那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。一下就讲到耶稣降生的事。
Okay, and in the same region there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. And the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which shall be for all the people. And this is describing the arrival of Christ.
有一次我在研究圣经的时候特别注意，这里讲到耶稣降生的好消息是关乎万民的。
And I study that this is the good news of a great joy which would be concerning all the people.
第一个发现，耶稣的福音是首先传给那些贫穷的人，被人轻看的人，那些牧羊的人。
First, the gospel was told to the poor, the belittled, the poor little shepherd.
第二个发现，在路加福音第二章里面提到两位老人家，老先生的名字叫细面，老太太的名字叫亚拿。这两个老年人，孤单的人，他们从耶稣基督得着很大的安慰。
Secondly, the gospel was told to two old people. One was Simeon, the other was Anna. These two lonely old people.
这两点我上一次已经跟大家提过。
I've mentioned this last Sunday.
我今天要继续的讲下去。
I will continue in the same, with the same theme.
在路加福音我第三个发现讲到耶稣的降生是特别帮助另外的一种人。
I discovered that in Luke, the descendants of Christ was for a third kind of people.
你可能不是穷人， 你可能不是老年人，可能你是这里所说的第三种人。
Maybe you're not poor nor old, but you belong to the third kind.
我们看路加第四章第四十节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 40.
路加福音第四章第四十节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 40.
这里说，日落的时候，凡有病人的，不论害什么病，都带到耶稣那里，耶稣按手在他们个人身上医好他们。
And while the sun was setting, all who had any sick with various diseases brought them to him, and laying his hand on every one of them, he was healing them.
这一节圣经讲到病人
talks about people who are ill.
我们在座有多少人身上有病？
Many of us have various illnesses on us.
哪一个人说我是从头到脚从里到外我一点病都没有？
Who can say that we are all that well?
在这里讲到耶稣基督医治病人。
This verse says Christ heals people.
这是一件很奇怪的事。
It's a very strange thing.
当耶稣当年在世上的时候，很多人相信他会医病，不相信他能够赦免我们的罪。
A lot of people who were with him believed that he could heal people, not forgive sins.
今天有很多人刚好相反，他们相信耶稣能够赦免我们的罪，他们不相信耶稣能够医治我们的病。
Today, the reverse is true. Many believe that he could forgive sins, but not heal people.
你是不是这样的一个人？
Do you belong to this group?
你相信耶稣能够赦免你的罪，可是你有病的时候，没有想到求耶稣帮助你。
Do you only believe that Christ could forgive sins but not heal you?
这个路加福音的作者路加，他是一个做什么事情的人？
The author of the gospel, Luke himself, what do you think his profession was?
在圣经哥罗西书第四章十四节告诉我们，他是一个医生。
In Colossians chapter 4 verse 14 it says that Luke was a physician.
这个医病人的医生，他为耶稣做见证，耶稣能够治病，这是一件很稀奇的事。
It's a very special thing for a physician to attest to the healing power of Christ.
你在路加福音里面会发现，路加他描写了很多很多不同种的病。
Luke describes diseases of all kinds, of various kinds.
有一些的病是一般人都知道的。
Some are very common diseases.
比方说发烧啊，
High fever.
大麻风啊，
Leprosy.
瘫子，
Paralysis.
瞎子，
Blindness.
可是另外有一些病一般的人是不了解的，在路加福音里面都记出来了。
But then there are some diseases described in Luke that are very uncommon.
比方说我举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
请看第十四章第二节。
Chapter 14, verse 2.
路加福音第十四章第二节。
Luke chapter 14, verse 2.
在这里讲到耶稣医治一个什么样的病呢？
Cry,
水谷病。
And Christ healed one suffering from dropsy, that is the accumulation of fluid in certain cavities in the body.
哎，你不要太快地讲出来啊，我还要问他们这个病是什么，你就讲出来了。很多人看圣经，无论是中文也好，是英文也好，他搞不清楚是什么病。
Many of us that will study the Bible wonder what this word dropsy means.
假如不是路加在记啊，他不会记这个病的名字，因为普通的人不知道这个病啊。
Had it not been for Luke, this particular disease may not have been included because he would not know how to describe it.
我特别研究。找书来研究这个病是什么一回事。
When I made a research on what special disease this was,
这一种的病啊，是说到一个人的肚子里面啊， 积水，他的肚子啊膨胀起来。
It describes a man having the disease of an accumulation of fluid in the stomach. It would grow in size.
现代的医学家告诉我们，这种病啊，很可能就是癌症 cancer.
It might very well be cancer in modern terms.
因为有一些有癌症的病人呢，他们肚子里面或者肺里面积水啊，就膨胀起来。
Many people suffering from cancer have accumulation of fluid in the stomach and also in the lung, and then it will grow in size.
我们在座有一些医生，有一些护士，有一些在医院里面工作的人，你相不相信耶稣能够帮助你的病人？
Those of us who are doctors or nurses or are medical personnel among us, do you believe that Christ could heal?
圣经里面有这样的一句话说，我们人只能够播种，只能够浇水，唯有神能够使那个植物生长。
There's a verse in the Bible that tells us we could only sow and water the seeds, but it's only God that could make these vegetation grow.
让我套用这一句话讲以下的一句话。
Let me use this to lead to the next elaboration.
当一个病人来到你面前的时候，你只能够给他开刀，把那个坏的东西割掉，只能够给他吃药。只有神能够让他的身体吸收，让他的身体渐渐的长好。
Doctors, surgeons could only perform surgery and remove the malignant parts, but it's only God could heal and make it grow right.
在路加福音里面还记载耶稣能够医治那个血漏病的人。
In Luke, Christ was described as being able to heal hemorrhage.
在路加福音里面也记载耶稣曾经医治那个有癫痫病的人。
In Luke, Christ was also described as being able to heal the people with epilepsy.
什么叫癫痫病啊？很多人都搞不清楚。
What is epilepsy?
这个癫痫病就是有人说羊角风啊，羊癫疯啊，就是一个人抽筋啊，吐口水就昏过去了。
Those people who have epilepsy would have convulsions and also have foaming in the mouth.
各式各样的病耶稣都能够医好他。
All kinds of diseases Christ could heal.
有人做一个统计，在美国的病人当中得到的病最多的是什么呢？据说在美国的医院的病床上，两张病床上就有一个病床上睡的人是这个精神病。
There has been statistics taken in the U.S. hospitals that of two people confined to hospital beds, there's one who has mental disorder.
为什么会有这么多精神的病人呢？因为在美国的生活很紧张，很多的压力。
Why is it that there are so many people that have mental disorder? That's because there's a lot of pressure in American society.
假如一个人在美国生活，他有信仰，他有耶稣基督，他在遇见困难的时候有依靠，可以祷告，他的心灵里面的压力会轻一点。一个没有信仰的人，什么事情都在他的身上，他很容易得这一类的病。
When Christians meet with difficulty, they could pray before God, and everything would become lighter.But those who do not believe would have everything resting on their shoulders, and they would soon buckle under this kind of pressure, and that's why they have mental disorders.
在圣经里面有没有讲耶稣医治神经病呢？
Did the Bible describe Christ healing mental disorders?
有哪一位在座的人研究圣经讲到耶稣医治神经病呢？
Who among you have discovered that the Bible tells of Christ healing mental disorders?
没有。
Nobody, right?
为什么没有呢？并不是耶稣不能够医治那样的病，因为在那个时候还没有神经病这个名词。
It's not that Christ could not heal mental disorders. It's when in those days the word mental disorder has not gotten into the vocabulary.
耶稣能不能够医治这个炎症呢？圣经上没有记载耶稣能够医治炎症，可是你会发现耶稣医治的某一些病人很像是今天的炎症。
It did not describe Christ's healing cancer, but then we have evidence that Christ he, healed people with symptoms of cancer.
耶稣能不能够医治神经病呢？圣经上没有这个名词。可是你会发现很多的人，耶稣医治的那些人跟今天的神经病人很像，耶稣也能够医治他。
Did Christ, was Christ described as healing mental disorder? It's not in the Bible, but yet there's in the Bible evidence that those who healed have the same kinds of symptoms as those who are having mental disorders today.
我非常喜欢路加四章第四十节。
I very much like Luke chapter 4, verse 40.
请大家再看这个路加四章四十
节。Please read again Luke chapter 4, verse 40.
在这一节圣经告诉我们，耶稣能够医治病人。我很喜欢中文圣经这一节里面提到的六个字，不论害什么病，不论害什么病，耶稣能够医治。
In this verse, Christ is described as healing people, and I especially like the Chinese version that says he heals people with various diseases.
在这个英文的翻译就是讲到各种的病，可是我比较喜欢这个中文的翻译，请你原谅我。这个中文的翻译是讲到不管什么病， No matter what kind of diseases， 不管是什么病，耶稣都能够医。
And the English version it says various diseases， but in the Chinese version it says no matter what kind of diseases Christ could heal。
这是一件好稀奇的事情。
It's a very unique thing.
我是从东方来的，我不晓得美国的这个医学方面的情形是怎么样。
I don't know what status of medical ability we have in America. I come from the East. I come from the Far East.
在东方，医生分很多的科，有的是内科，有的是外科。
In the Far East, we have practices of various kinds.Some are surgeons, some doctors are surgeons, others deal with clinical medicine.
有些是牙科，有些是眼科。
Some are dentists, others are optometrists or opticians.
有些是耳鼻喉科。
Some are specialists dealing with ears, our throat, and our nose.
有一些是皮肤科，有些是神经科，还有一些是骨科。
Some deal with mental disorder. Some are bone specialists. Others deal with your skin, dermatologists.
没有一个医生他说我所有的病都会医的。
There's not one doctor that could claim that he could heal all diseases of all kinds.
真稀奇，圣经上讲到耶稣基督医治病。不论是什么病
The Bible says, no matter what kind of disease you have, Christ could heal it.
当一个病人来到耶稣面前的时候，耶稣常常提醒他注意的一件事，你不要单单想到你的病，你也想到你的罪。
Christ reminds those who are ill, when they come before him, not only think of the bodily illnesses, but think of their spiritual sins.
耶稣常常对有病的人说，你以后不要再犯罪，免得你得到更厉害的病。
Christ told them, don't sin again, lest you would have greater illnesses.
很多的病跟罪有关系。
There are many diseases that are linked with sin.
最普遍的一个罪就是没有好好的保养神为我们所预备的身体，圣灵的殿，我们没有好好的注意保养。
A very common sin is not preserving the temple of God, our own body. So we lead a wasteful life that wastes our body.
假如今天有一个人跑到礼拜堂里来，他拿一个大棍子啊，他把我们这个房子都打破了，我们就觉得这个人很有罪，因为他把圣殿弄坏了。可是很多的人没有好好的保护他的身体，这也是犯了一个罪，破坏了这个圣灵的殿。
Now if you see somebody tampering with the church, causing damages, you know that this is a sin. But then we also should realize that if we mess with our own body,
This is also a sin.
我们的身体常常因为人不节制，不节制，所以这个身体受了很大的亏损。比方说吃的太多，喝的太多，玩的太厉害，没有保养这个身体，这是犯了一种的罪。
When we don't limit our activities, maybe we eat too much, drink too much, play too much, and this is wasteful, this is wasting our body, and this is a sin.
还有一种的人，他犯罪，犯什么罪呢？后来生病呢？因为他犯了一个骄傲的罪，他认为他不会生病，骄傲的罪。
Sometimes we have a sin of pride, thinking that we would never be ill, and then we become ill.
从前有一个人，他觉得他身体非常好，他看见别人感冒，他就笑他们，他说我从来不会感冒。就在他夸口的第二天，他感冒了。
There was a person that jeered at people catching common cold, and he boasts that he would never catch a common cold, but then he caught a common cold.
这个盖恩夫人 Madam Cain 是一个很属灵的一个姊妹，她曾经讲过这样的一句话，她说什么呢？她说神若是许可我跌倒啊，多半都是因为我骄傲。
Now, there's a Madam Cain that says that if I should falter, that's because I'm proud and God lets me falter.
她说的这一句话有很属灵的意思在里面。
There's a very, there's a spiritual lesson that's being taught here.
神为什么允许你跌倒呢？因为你骄傲，你认为你不会跌倒。他就让你倒给你看。
God knows that you are boasting of not faltering, and that's why He lets you falter, so that you learn that you should not be proud next time.
耶稣的门徒彼得他就犯了这种病，他认为别人都会跌倒，我一定不会。耶稣说，就是今天晚上，他们都还没跌倒以前，你先要跌倒。
Now Peter was so proud that he would not falter.But Christ let him see his own weaknesses, and that very night he faltered.
所以，假如神给我们有健康的身体，我们千万不敢有骄傲的心。我们知道是神恩待我们。
Now, if we don't become ill, then we should not boast, but know that God's grace is abundant.
在圣经里面记载有一个人，他生了一个不太严重的病，可是后来因为那个不太严重的病。让他死了，这是一件很可惜的事情。
Now there's in the Old Testament a certain king that had a somewhat minor disease. Now, which normally people would not die from, but yet he died from this somewhat minor disease.
我为什么说他是一个不太严重的病呢？因为他并不是血压高啊，并不是心脏病会死，他是他的脚上有病，可是他后来死了。
Now, when I say it's minor, that's because he was not suffering from high blood pressure or heart disease, but he had a disease in the foot.
我看见有一些人他连腿整个都没有，他也没死。这个人腿上生个病，他就死了，是怎么一回事？
Now, I've seen people that have only one limb and yet living, but why is it that this particular person died from his foot disease?
因为这一个人他犯了另外一方面的罪。
Because this particular person sinned in other ways.
请大家看历代志下第十六章第十二节。
Second Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 12.
历代志下第十二十六章。
Second Chronicles, chapter 16.
第十二节
verse 12.
我们来看看这个人的名字叫什么。
Let's look at who this is.
他的名字叫亚撒。
His name is Asa.
他不是一个普通的人，他是犹大国的国王。
He's not a common person. He's the king of Judah.
他什么地方有病呢？他的脚上有病。
Now where is his disease? It's his disease in the foot.
这个病啊越来越严重。
And this disease became graver and graver.
下面有一句话请大家特别注意。
Pay special attention to
这里讲到他病的时候没有求耶和华只求医圣。
It says his disease was severe, yet even in his disease, he
he did not seek the Lord but the physicians.
我看了这节圣经，我心里都害怕。
When I look at this verse, I was all shaken.
这里讲到很多的人常常容易犯的一种罪是什么呢？就是单单依靠人，不晓得依靠神。
A very common sin for many people is to rely on people and not God.
这个人他生病的时候只找医生，他不找神。后来他生病了两年以后，这个不太严重的病后来越来越严重，越来越严重，他就死掉。
He only sought after the physician and not God, and his disease became more and more serious in 2 years.
大家想想看，这个国王若是他想要找最好的医生，那并不困难了，他可以花很多的钱呢，他可以找到最好的医生，他可以找很多医生来给他病看病啊。可是他后来还是死了。
Now you know that he was king and he had no difficulty finding the best doctor and all many doctors to heal him, but he still died.
圣经上记载这件事情是告诉我们，当我们在有病的时候，我们应当在神面前反省自己。
Now the Bible tells us when we become ill to self-examine.
我再说，很多的时候病是从罪来的。
Many times illnesses come from sin.
亚撒就是犯了不依靠神的罪。
Asa committed sin of not relying on God.
可是请大家注意，当我在讲这件事情的时候，我盼望你们每一个人能够听得清楚牧师讲的是什么。
May you open your ears to pay special attention to what we are saying here.
上个礼拜天我在崇拜的时候特别的介绍那个心脏有病的杨弟兄，他现在心脏开刀已经好了，回到我们中间来了。我特别介绍，请他站起来。
When we introduced Mr. Yang last Sunday, who had undergone open heart surgery and have recovered and have come back to the church,
事后有人对我说啊，他觉得很好笑。
People told me that he think that this was somewhat of funny.
我说有什么好笑呢？
Why is it that it's funny?
当我介绍杨弟兄请他站起来的时候，大家回头一看他，有些人就笑起来了。
And when some people turned their head and looked at him, some people could not help but smile.
他说我看那个病人并不老啊。
They say that he's not too old.
他说你为什么说他老先生呢？杨老先生。
Why is it that you say Senior Mister,
啊？我说我怎么这么糊涂？我怎么称他老先生？他并不老呢。
Why are you so confused to say that he's somewhat senior?
我今天跑到礼拜堂来，我就把上个礼拜我讲到的录音特别听一遍。我说，假如我讲错，我应该他说对不起啊。你称一个40多岁的人说老先生，要请他原谅你才对。
I reviewed the tape and see if I had committed an error and have addressed someone in his forties. As Mr. Senior,
我听了我的录音带，我并没有那么讲。
When I reviewed the tape, I discovered that I didn't say Mr. Senior.
我就想，为什么会有这样一种的错误的观念在有些人的心中呢？
Why is it that this kind of notion crept into people's minds?
这可能是我讲的不清楚。
Maybe because I was not speaking clearly.
因为这个杨弟兄他的名字我在讲，请你们听清楚，他的名字叫杨乐兴啊，可能有些人就听了杨老先生
了。Now the reason maybe that his Chinese name somewhat rhymes with 杨老先生。sounds like Mr. Senior.
所以我盼望我现在要讲的几句话你们能够听得注意，我讲得清楚，你们听得清楚，不要误会啊。
Okay, now let's all pay attention so that we would not misunderstand.
我已经讲过好多次，很多的人病是从罪来的。
I've spoken a few times that
illnesses, some illnesses come from sin.
我并不是说所有的病都是从罪来的。
I didn't say that all diseases come from sin.
请大家注意我说的话，我再说一次，我说很多的病是从罪来的，可是不是所有的病都是从罪来的。我需要你们搞清楚我讲的是什么。
Now, I say this again, that many sins, many diseases come from sin, but not all diseases come from sin.
当你生病的时候，你应当在神面前反省自己，可不可能是因为罪来的。
Now, when you become ill, please self-examine to see if this particular illness had come from sin.
假如你看见别人有病啊，啊你不要太快地说他一定是犯了罪啊，这个很要紧啊。
Now, when you see people become ill, don't say that his illness came from sin.
啊，这是关于人的爱心的问题。
Now, this is concerning love for each other.
别人已经有病了，那么苦了，你还说你犯了罪，你这害人害得太厉害了。
Now, when people are ill, they are already having a difficult time, and don't pile this difficulty with saying that they have sinned, and this is.That's too much.
这一个说法是帮助我们反省自己，并不是帮助我们定别人的罪。
Now this is to ask us to self-examine, but not to pass judgment on others.
我说，并不是所有的病都是从罪来的。我可以给大家看一节圣经。
Not all diseases comes from sin. Let us read one verse here.
约翰福音第九章。
John chapter 9.
约翰福音第九章第一节
John chapter 9 verse 1
耶稣过去的时候看见一个人生来是瞎眼的
And as he passed he saw a man blind from birth
门徒问耶稣说拉比这人生来是瞎眼的是谁犯了罪呢是这个人呢是他的父母亲呢
And his disciples asked him saying Rabbi who sinned this man or his parents that he should be born blind.
耶稣回答说也不是这个人犯了罪也不是他的父母犯了罪是要在他的身上显出神的作为来。
Jesus answered, it was neither that this man sinned nor his parents, but it was in order that the works of God might be displayed on in him.
在这个最新一期的这个时代杂志上
in the most recent issue of the Time magazine.
我很高兴看见有一篇的见证讲到我们一个基督徒的姊妹。
I am joyful that I've discovered a testimony given by a Christian sister.
这个姊妹的名字叫做 Johnny Erickson.
This sister's name is Johnny Erickson.
有一些的人不久以前曾经看过他的电影讲到他的事情
Maybe some of us have seen the movie based on her testimony
当他从中学毕业的时候他是一个运动方面非常杰出的女孩子
When she graduated from high school she was the most athletic girl
可是没有想到有一次在游水的时候潜水的时候他突然受伤从脖子以下全身都瘫痪
Little did people know that after graduation she injured herself in a diving accident that left her paralyzed from the neck down
从那个时候开始洗澡也要别人替她洗梳头也要别人替她梳甚至吃饭要别人喂她
She has to be helped in bathingin dressing and in eating
他觉得人生实在一点味道都没有
that life she thought was not worth living
他觉得最痛苦的是什么就是他想要死都没有办法自杀
the most disappointing thing the most painful thing was that she could not even take her own life
他请他的一个女朋友把他杀死他请了很多次那个人没有答应他
Now, she asked her girlfriend to mercy kill her, but her girlfriend refused many times.
在那个时候她心里面有一个很大的疑问为什么神让我受这样的痛苦
But then she did not have a doubt as to why God would allow her to suffer this great pain.
她不能明白。
She didn't understand.
后来她就开始学习，用她的嘴咬着笔开始画图画。
Now she later learned how to paint with a brush held in her with her teeth.
她开始学习关心另外一些有痛苦的病人。
Now she learns to care for other people that are suffering in pain.
她现在已经组织了一个传福音的团体，他们专门帮助那些有病痛有困难的人。
She organized a gospel team to address themselves to those who have difficult times and who are in pain.
她写了书，拍了电影，就是要鼓励那些受苦的人有勇敢坚强站立起来。
She wrote a book and also made movie to encourage those who are weak to stand up and to be strong in Christ.
很多的人写信给她。
Many, many people wrote her letters.
她现在每一个礼拜要写2000封的信回答那许多有困难的人。
She is writing 2,000 letters a week to answer those who wrote her and who are in difficult times.
圣经里面有一卷书名叫约伯记。
There is a, in the Bible, a certain scripture called Job.
这个约伯记就是讲到为什么人要受苦。
It tells of why people have to suffer.
约伯记帮助很多受苦的人坚强起来。
Job helps many people who are in pain to stand up strong.
约伯记也帮助了 Johnny.
Job also helped Johnny.
在 Johnny 所收到的从世界各地所来的信当中，有120,000封的信都问同一个问题。
From among the worldwide responses she has received, she had 120,000 letters.
他们问什么样一个问题呢？
Asking a common question.
假如这个世界上真的有一位神，神又是一位慈爱的神，他为什么会允许那些那么无辜的人受那么深的痛苦？
The question was, if a loving God exists, why do the good and the apparently innocent suffer?
假如有人问你这个问题，你怎么回答？
Now, if people ask you this question, how would you reply to it?
Johnny 的回答就是这个。
Johnny's answer was this.
我先请Stewart 把这个英文念出来，我试试看给不懂的英文的人做一个简单的解释。
Johnny's answer was this. If God's mind was small enough for me to understand, he wouldn't.
脑筋，神的头脑，神的思想。跟我们人这么一样的小，他就不能算是神。明白这一生神所做的事情有很多我们现在不能明白。
God's many great acts are not easy